man joining us now on the ticket hotline was in charge of all of the ushers. It's the head usher from the ballpark and our favorite octogenarian, Jesse. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
You're going to have to speak up just a little bit. I can barely hear you on the telephone.
Yeah, we said good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing very good this morning. I was very happy that I don't know if you saw the Rangers won the ball game last night.
Yes. Yeah, we've been talking about it all morning.
Lord, I tell you, I was out there working there at the ballpark last night, and I'm getting too old for this.
Mm.
I don't think my heart can take another game like that.
Mm-hmm.
It was something else. It was beating harder than when I mowed down those two krauts in France.
Oh, yeah, back in the big one, WW2.
No, this was just a couple of years ago on vacation.
What? Oh, my gosh.
But before the game, you know, I always down there chatting with Mr. Nolan as he puts on his girdle and his old man sock suspenders.
I didn't know he wore one of those. Of
course, I'm doing the same thing. You know, we always chat and everything.
Uh-huh,
and he said he had a good feeling about that game. And he said that we only had to get past that spastic nerd Derek Holland, then it'd be game on, and I'd turn. Wasn't right. But I got the distinct honor and pleasure of escorting Mrs. Ruth to her seat.
Mm-hmm. Oh.
I tell you, that's a fine piece of woman there.
Come on,
now.
That's Nolan's wife.
You got to be careful.
If I were 20 years younger and had work in genitalia, old Nolan would have a dog fight on his hands.
Well, I would stay away from that if I was you, Jesse.
What's that now?
I would stay away from Mrs. Ryan. I don't think he heard me.
No.
That crowd was very unruly.
Really?
In fact, I got into a conflict with a guy who was rather inebriated on some beer products
that
we make available for purchase at the ballpark.
Uh-huh.
He was kind of a Seinfeld-looking guy, and he was ranting and raving, saying, "I'm the most important person at the ticket."
It wasn't Junior, was it?
Then he followed up with a very confusing, "I am the new Rene Richards." It was on and on. He was talking a fool the whole time.
That wasn't me. I can
finally
tell you.
I had to wrestle him out of the stadium there at the ballpark, and he finally, you know, flipped me off and headed to his, I think it was a D&M leasing car.
Well, that does sound like Junior.
Yeah.
But he finally flipped me off and ripped off his retro Ranger shirt to reveal the almost pubescent breast of a 12-year-old girl or perhaps a middle-aged man in the initial throes of hormone therapy.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that definitely wasn't me, probably.
Boy, I tell you, the Rangers really caught a break in these last two games.
With all the Tiger injuries?
No, the fact that Tom Grieve hasn't been broadcasting last
God,
come on,
Jesse.
Why say that about Ty.
Taking shots at these Rangers legends.
I saw him out in the stands, and I was, of course, careful not to cross him since he's the sacred cow of the franchise and all. But, you know, if Tom doesn't want you in the broadcast booth or the stadium, he'll get you out of there. You can sure as hell ask John Radigan and Josh Lewin that one.
Oh, jeez.
But there's one thing I learned. Is that you could damn near be a serial killer, but as long as you accept them homemade brownies from Mildred and Euless, people consider you a national treasure.
All right.
Come on.
Jeez.
Being a little unfair.
Well, he owes me money, so I'm a little bit.
Okay. Well, you get some biased feelings there.
I want to tell you something now.
Okay.
After the game in that clubhouse,
mm-hmm.
Sometimes they put on some of that crazy ragtime music called gangster rap.
I don't think it's ragtime music.
I don't know why they call it gangster rap, because I never hear them talk about Al Capone or any other Italian American. But that composition they were playing the other night had about 20 N-bombs in it.
Yeah, oh, no. That's the way they roll with that music.
Players, they didn't even, there was a few in there that won't, that should have been offended by it, and they wasn't. And they just sit there and let that Victrola go round and round. You know?
It's terrible.
But I tell you, it about offended me through the pearly gates.
Oh, did it really?
But I'm traveling up to Detroit as a part of the security detail, and if you young fellas want me to bring you back something, I will. Like a Kid Rock T-shirt or a bullet wound or whatever they get up in Detroit.
Well, be careful up there, Jesse.
Yeah, Jesse, we worry about you.
Okay.
All right. Thanks then. For the time.
We sure will.
Okay.
All right.
See ya. That's Jesse the Usher out at the ball.